So we're going to talk a little bit later about that DA march on Luthuli House. Another march, though, taking shape. The EFF's student command is marching to the Department of Higher Education. This is a march that they're going to do overnight, and they are demanding free tertiary education for all South Africans. Alpha Ramoshwana is close to the action and is reporting on that event for us from EWN. Alpha, very good afternoon to you. What is the EFF saying is the shortfall of all the other things that do exist, like the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, to assist students as they go to university or to FETs?
Good afternoon, John. Yes, the EFF Student Command is saying that the lack of adequate delivery of the NSFAS bursary is due to the government's failure to provide services or adequate services to the students of the country. It has also raised some concern over the shortage of beds at university student accommodations. I mean, yesterday I could take you back to a briefing which Higher Minister of Education Blade Nzimande had, whereby it was mentioned that there is a bed shortage of about 400,000 beds at student accommodations across the country. Now, the student command of the EFF is basically saying that this is because of the government's failure to provide services and the government's failure to adequately use the budget allocated for, you know, student accommodations. It is also mentioning some aspects of corruption when it comes to, you know, the budget that is meant to fulfill all of these things that the tertiary institutions need to fulfill. Right about now, John, I can tell you that the student command has been marching from Marshall Town in the city center of Johannesburg, and at the moment they are approaching Alexandra, and they are expecting to arrive in Pretoria in the next at least 12 hours. I mean, it is a 16-hour march, and they're marching from Johannesburg to Pretoria to raise some of these commands. But the main purpose of today's strike is to demand free education for all students across the country. The student command is saying that NSFAS is not free education because it does not suit or not every student qualifies. It is only for, you know, the underprivileged. But
yes,
there are still those are not being able to pay their student fees, even though they are not that underprivileged.
Thanks very much, Alf. I mean, your own thoughts, I'd love to get your view. Do give us a call on 011-883-0702. What more do you think government should do to make tertiary education accessible to South Africans? There's lots of conversation about the missing middle, people whose family incomes push them just above or a little bit above the threshold that would make them eligible for a NSFAS bursary. Do give us a call if you've got some views, and perhaps that's your own direct experience, that your family is not doing particularly well, plenty of demands on you, particularly in these times, but you have family members who just get above that level and can't get any government support. Call us on that. 011-883-0702. If the system doesn't work as it should now, well, what would you fix? What would you change? 22 past 3.